Hello, you've reached Gary Butterfield with Pitch Industries. If you're calling about the article in Checkbook about the market penetration we've achieved with Neon Venus, I thank you, but please direct correspondence to our intern, Gene Teenman. If you're calling about the double-page spread on mayonnaise, the mayo that puts the men back into Hellman's, we've had to cancel the market testing in the Midwest due to testosterone poisoning. If you're calling about anything else, please leave a message at the beep.
Hey, Gary Butterfield, it's me, Brayton Cameron, and my good friend,
Josh Grobat.
I just wanted to call. I had a product idea. I think it's going to be really fantastic. Hopefully, you'll be on board. It is Grand Fret Auto. It's like Grand Theft Auto, the video game, because I know you're big into video games these days, and all the kids are playing them, and they want to be able to beat hookers up with baseball bats and get their money back. Grand Fret Auto, same basic style. You can drive around in cars, there's a whole city you can explore, but the thing is, with Grand Fret Auto, instead of you stealing the cars, you have the cars that you own, and you worry about making the payments, about maintenance. Really, it's educational, you know, it's edutainment, as they say. You're teaching kids all about the responsibilities that they're going to have with car ownership, the surprises that can come along, the distractions on the road, things like that. You know, traffic, a lot of traffic, you know, you can fret over traffic, try to figure out the best route in between work and home, which route has a gas station that you'd like, which route has a convenient grocery shopping, because you're going to need to go to the store sometimes. It's all part of the Grand Fret tradition. So Grand Fret Auto, I think it's going to be great. It's got everything that kids need. It's basically, I mean, you're talking about high school kids. And everything I remember about high school, which was, you know, I just graduated, was that all of it was, Brayton, we're getting you ready for college. Everything we teach you here is to get you ready for college. And it's the same thing with this video game. Everything that it teaches you is getting you ready for life outside of driving mommy and daddy's car, to paying for your own car insurance, for having tickets, having to pay for your license plate, having to get a vehicle sticker if you live in a village that has those sorts of things, having a parking permit, all of these things, all of these things. Gary, I think it's a number one hit. Grand Fret Auto. All right, hit me back. I'll talk to you later. Hey, Gary, it's Brayton. I was just calling you back again. Had a good idea for another product. I think, you know, we had Grand Fret Auto. I think along the same lines, another game, Grand Heft Auto. In this game, it's basically the same as Grand Theft Auto, except instead of all of the driving around, the first part of the game is really training, building your muscles, working really hard, and then in the second half of the game, you steal cars. But instead of driving them, like I said, instead of driving them, you have to heave them around. You have to, like, pick them up and carry them, or pull them around, or, you know, tow them, or whatever, with your body. Grand Heft Auto, I think it's going to be really great. Just think about it. The more cars you move, the bigger you will be and the stronger you'll be, so that when you hit those hookers with the baseball bat, the money will just explode everywhere. All right, hit me back. Talk to you later. Hey, Gary, it's Brayton again, and I am here with my good friend,
Shaquille O'Neal.
And we were just eating a plate of nachos, talking about
Shaquille O'Neal,
things like that. And he was like, man, I hope nobody comes and steals my nachos. So, again, you know, innovation, it strikes when it strikes, you know. So I thought of another idea for a game called Grand Theft Nachos. In Grand Theft Nachos, you are a spy working for the government in a world where nachos are the most important thing. So this kind of breaks away from the Grand Theft Auto, the Grand Fret Auto, the Grand Heft Auto series. Grand Theft Nacho is more first person, stealth based. You want to sneak around, steal the nachos for the president so that he can enjoy the Super Bowl. So again, nachos, hot commodity, worth their weight in gold, probably be worth more than their weight in gold, because nachos don't weigh that much. But in this world, nachos are worth a lot. So Grand Theft Nacho, you still get to drive cars, you still get to hit prostitutes with a baseball bat to get money and hints on where the nachos are. Then you got to break in someplace, steal some nachos, and get them back to the president before the Jets win the Super Bowl. I think it's a really great idea. Give me a call. I will talk to you later.